Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We also have this news. If you're just tuning in and you missed this, we have the first Ranger that has reported to have tested positive for COVID-19, and that would be the left-handed reliever Brett Martin. He said he's experiencing mild symptoms, and Jared also noted via Twitter that it is worth noting that Brett's also diabetic and perhaps at a greater risk, and he must test negative within 24 hours before he can return to the Rangers. So that's it was a matter of time, but always a bummer when you get that news.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think that you have to test positive, or you have to test negative twice in a 24-hour time span before you're eligible to come back in there. So that's sort of the way they do that. But yeah, huge bummer. But it makes sense when you think about the fact that how many, especially here, right, just locally alone, Dallas County, Tarrant County, there's just the numbers just keep going up and up and up. And so it was only a matter of time before one of these guys got it. That's a huge bummer. You just hope that he wasn't around too many Rangers players before he realized that he had it, because obviously you don't want it spreading around too much. But yeah, I think before it's all said and done, probably every single team will have at least one guy who gets it.
And the Rangers were set to start a simulated game with Mike Minor, who was supposed to pitch four innings, and he still might do that. But Jeff Wilson earlier, one of the Rangers beat writers, tweeting out that they haven't received Mike Minor's test results yet for a positive or negative COVID test. So until they got that, Minor was not going to be able to pitch that simulated game. Jose Leclerc instead took the mound to get some work in. So we'll hear from Jared at 3:40. Other baseball-related news. Mike Trout, who probably is the face of Major League Baseball, even though for whatever reason the sport does not pump him enough, but he said him and his wife Jessica are expecting their first child to be born in August, and he said he's concerned for his family's safety with Major League Baseball's return. He said, quote, honestly, I still don't feel comfortable. Obviously, with the baby coming, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind right now, my wife's mind and my family, and there seems to be some uncertainty with maybe baseball's best player and biggest star, that Mike Trout could end up possibly not playing for the Angels.
Gosh.
Now,
that's not
something he's decided yet. But, yes, I mean, with a newborn baby due in August, you basically have a two-month season. It's a little over.
Yeah.
But 60 games, yeah. You know, if you're going to have a newborn, I mean, put yourself in his shoes, because you just had a baby going on about 3 months ago. Crazy how time flies. Maya's getting big.
Yeah, she's huge.
Let's say you happen to be a professional baseball player.
Thank you.
Maya's being born. Are you going to the restart, or are you going to say, you know what, no, it's too risky for my family right now?
Yeah, I would certainly have to consult with my wife, and maybe she would say, listen, we need that money.
And that's
so
that's a fair point, but Mike Trout's cashed in.
Right, Mike Trout is not one of those guys. So if I was apples to apples, if I was in Mike Trout's shoes, yeah, I think this is probably something that I would bail on, believe it or not, because I do have all the money. It's not going to really matter from that standpoint, and I don't want to be a risk, and I don't want to miss, like, just being a part of understanding how much help mom needs, what your wife needs after having the baby. Like, somebody's got to be there. And I'm sure if he does decide to go play, he will have reinforcements, whether it's her parents, his parents, brothers, sisters, friends, whoever it is, to help out. But I just think, especially because for Mike Trout, this is his first kid, right?
I believe so.
That's not going to be something you want to miss. I don't think that there's really any portion of your kid's life that you want to be missing. But when it's your first kid and it's the first few months of them being born, there's just no way you're going to want to miss that. So I totally get it. And I think Gordon Hayward in the NBA for the Celtics is sort of going through a similar thing right now, where he's got a baby due relatively soon and he's kind of debating what he should do in regards to playing or not. So, no, I totally get it. I totally get it for Mike Trout.
214 Nosebleed Nation, they're pumped. General Zach, I don't know that I'll take that, but thank you. 214, he will be fine. 214, they're testing them every other day. Also from another 214, boo-hoo, the tests are faulty. They are giving false positive tests. I can't confirm nor deny that, but I do think it's weird. Why would you give false positive tests? I could understand maybe certain people, you know, skewing the number of positive tests that they report, specifically colleges, football programs, but I don't know why that they would be releasing false positive tests. That doesn't make very much sense.
No, it's especially not for, like the Rangers. I mean, teams doing it for their players. You don't want anybody on your team to come back positive. And these guys are experiencing the symptoms. So it's not like for a guy like Brett Martin, he's experiencing some of the symptoms. Sure. So it's not like he just making that up?
Yeah. No, I'm not experiencing the symptoms. Also, finally, before we move on from Major League Baseball here in your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan, Major League Baseball has officially canceled the 2020 All-Star Game. I don't think this comes as a surprise. We knew it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, no. How are they going to figure out who's going to get home field in the World Series,
I guess,
Walt
it's
Chuck?
Going to be the good old-fashioned way of whichever team has the best record gets home field. But they did announce that the 2022 game would be played at Dodger Stadium, who is supposed to host it this year. They were supposed to host that game on July 14th before the pandemic disrupted the start of the Major League Baseball season, which we now know is set to start the 23rd or the 24th. And hopefully we get the schedules out very soon. Could be as early as today, but I don't know that they will for sure be released. Mexico also canceled their baseball season because of the coronavirus pandemic. So there's a quick brush up on all the Major League Baseball news as we take you around the diamond there. Quick update on the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the PGA tournament going on at the Detroit Golf Club. Chris Kirk is at 13 under, shooting very, very well. He is atop the leaderboard as he's made up 10 spots today alone. We got a tie for second place between Seamus Power, Matthew Wolf, and Bryson DeChambeau. Good old Bryson, still shooting very, very well. He is at 11 under. We will continue to update that throughout the day. Quick local nugget, Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie, they now are allowing spectators to watch its live racing. The park started allowing spectators to watch live on June 14th, and now they're going to go ahead and expand that a little bit. So the season goes through August 11th, and you can find gate openings at Lone Star Park's website. So that is that. But how about some NFL stuff, my friend? One, you have now Dan Snyder of the Washington Redskins having to really consider a name change after you have pressure from officials, FedEx, and Nike. Nike, as of last night, scrapped all Washington merchandise from its website. So Dan owner of the Redskins, stating this process allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization, sponsors, the NFL, and the local community it is proud to represent on and off the field. The team issued a statement in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community. The Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. This review formalizes the initial discussions the team has been having with the league in recent weeks. 877-881-1053. Holy cow. What would you think would be a good name for Washington? And Eric, I have a couple of suggestions.
Is it better than this text from the 817 that says they should be called the Foreskins?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. But that's actually pretty
funny. That's really strong. That is really strong, 817. I like that a lot. If we're trying to come up with a name for the Washington football team, if they are no longer going to be the Redskins, I think Foreskins is really, really strong. And I would completely get behind that. And I think you're going to be hard-pressed here, Walchuk, to come up with a better one than that. 817, you're a beast.
Okay, so the suggestions that I've seen, I don't like this one because it's already taken.
How are we going to do one that's already taken?
The Braves.
Oh, okay.
And it's taken by a baseball team, not an NFL team. But the Washington Braves. Yes, no, maybe so.
No, not in on that.
Not in on that
either. Let's get more creative.
How about the Hogs?
The Hogs?
The Washington Hogs.
It's not bad.
Their offensive line, they were the Hogs. You know, you have that fan base. They put on the hog nose. The Hogs.
I do like the Hogs. I also like the Pigskins.
The Pigskins, okay. The Washington Pigskins.
The Washington Pigskins, I think, is pretty strong.
What about the Washington Pork Rinds?
The Washington Pork Rinds is very, very good as well. Let's see. We got 214, the Washington Bottom Dwellers. I can't read the 214's DC mention, but I respect it. Let's go. The problem with some of this here is I'm not sure where I'm going to get got. Like, I don't know if
I don't know
if Red Bins means something bad, but the Washington Red Bins is sort of flowing in here. Let's see. I mean, there's quite a few. Let's see. How about the Fluffy Kittens? Let's see. The Deadskins. I don't know. I'm sure somebody will be offended by that. We just got to find the least offensive one.
Washington Natives is coming in pretty. I do like the Washington Generals. Shout out to the Replacements, I believe.
Yeah, Washington Generals is not bad. Washington Generals is not bad. I do still think that Foreskins has to be the leader in the clubhouse.
Red Hawks was another suggestion. The Washington Senators.
I like the Blackhawks. I don't like the Red Hawks.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you really said Blackhawks or something else there. That was very close.
Oh my gosh.
Senators, but that used to be the Texas Rangers. The American General or the Washington Americans, the Washington Generals, and other military names are being considered. You also have the Washington Bravehearts, the Washington Warriors.
They don't deserve the Bravehearts. Warrior or the Braveheart.
I agree.
And there might be Braveheart making an appearance throughout the show today.
The Washington Renegades trying to take a shot at our XFL team or former XFL team. How dare you?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Get out of here.
You're not taking the Renegades. Nice try, gentlemen. What about the Washington Dingleberries there from the 972?
Oh, I like that. Or the Washington Losers. I like that as well. The last one is the Washington Red Tails. And I feel like that also could be just, I don't know.
The Red Tails?
The Red Tails.
Yeah, I'm probably out on that one.
I would probably not.
Washington Blumpkins from the 817.
Oh, Washington Blumpkins.
I think that could be strong.
That's a very good one.
We're getting a lot of good feedback here, man.
The Washington Brave Farts, I think. Yes, yes.
If that's actually.
I'm with that. Washington Wildfire. It's just all red. All right. We also today, Eric, man, there's some interesting NFL news regarding a tight end that could be out on the market, as David Njoku has requested, per his agent Drew Rosenhaus, they have asked the Cleveland Browns to trade him. The Browns told Njoku they would like to keep him, but Rosenhaus told them he's intent on a trade and they want a trade before training camp. Njoku's trade request today to the Browns, agent Drew Rosenhaus said, it's in David's best interest to find a new team at this time. David Njoku, would you be interested?
I would be interested.
I would be too.
When you're talking about the Cowboys offensively, there's not many holes. But when you start getting a little bit nitpicky here, then you start looking at the backup tight end spot and you say, man, if Blake Jarwin goes down, do we have anybody that can be a seam threat, a downfield, like new age type tight end that brings some level of athleticism and speed to the position? And the answer is no. You got a bunch of Dalton Schultzes and Blake Bells. And I got a lot of respect for those guys, but not as downfield pass catchers. And if something happens to Blake Jarwin and he's never been given the full load, the full tight end responsibility that he's about to be given, thanks to Jason Witten taking all the snaps away from him. But I feel great about Jarwin. I think he's going to show himself as one of the better tight ends in the league this year, especially with the talent that's surrounding him. He's probably going to be the beneficiary of a lot of single coverage, almost wide open coverage at times because everybody's focusing on Cooper, Gallup, CD, and Zeke, or even Pollard at times. So for me, yes, I love it. You know how I feel about the tight end position. It's such a mismatch. And the Eagles crossed the division. They got two guys. They got Ertz and Goddard, which I got a Goddard update. Remember we got knocked out a couple of weeks ago at the Zoo Bar? I got an update on that. We'll give you a little bit later in the show. But they got two tight ends. Why can't we? And he's pretty cheap right now. He's still on the rookie contract. I think you would pay him, you'd be paying him like $3 million or something. And if I could go fetch him for a fifth round pick, which you might be able to get right now out of Cleveland, dude, I think that's plenty worth it.
Sure. I'm not against that. And also, from the 214 and the 903, we've got, and the 419 as well, Red Tail celebrates the first African American fighter pilots. So that's actually pretty cool.
I didn't know that either.
That there was a backstory there with the Red Tails. I thought they were just pitching names, but that actually makes a lot of sense.
Red Tails is a strong name.
Thank you for letting us know that.
Now I'm back in on it. I still think I lean Foreskins and then Blumpkins, but then I think we get right to Red Tail after that.
Yeah, or just the losers. I'm cool with that too, because you know, bleep Washington. Oh man, we got a good one from the 9-4. I'm not going to read that though. We're not in the 10 o'clock hour. We don't have that luxury here in PM Drive.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.